25th of June, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Central Bedfordshire Council has refused to defend an appeal on a plan for a former landfill site in Lidlington. Infinis Solar Developments Limited won the decision by default on an application for a 168-acre solar farm that is now expected to move forward. Sue Clark, a councillor for Cranfield and Marston Mortain, said, "I argue strongly that it should be refused because the farm would destroy the nesting sites of a large skylark population and would also ruin the views over Marston Vale. The plan calls for the installation of a large number of photovoltaic solar panels." Councillor Clark added, "This is the second time this year CBC has failed to defend a planning committee decision. This is a question of upholding the democratic process and transparency." Bedford Borough Council have been criticised on their new pay-to-play policy following the refurbishment of tennis courts in area parks that are no longer free to access. Councillor Jim Weir has responded that renovations totalled £400,000 and that those funds needed to be paid back without the need for taxpayer money. Bedford author Ruth Hogan, who is 63, says that older women shouldn't just curl up and disappear when they get to a certain age. The first of her books, The Keeper of Lost Things, was written in 2016, 4 years after a cancer diagnosis in her 50s. She says that the focus of her many books, which have sold a total of more than 2 million copies, is to be an advocate for the underdog. Whipsnade Zoo has welcomed its most recent addition as mother Izuma gave birth to a giraffe calf after being in labour for 4 hours while father Bashu waited patiently. The reticulated giraffes belong to the European breeding programme and have increased the zoo's population by 5. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.